MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. And coming up, the Outdoor Expo, March 11th and 12th at the Rue d'Oso Convention Center. You can walk the Lynx 5K walk and run. That'll start at 10 a.m. It'll be held in conjunction with the Outdoor Expo at the Rue d'Oso Outdoor Expo. And the Rue d'Oso Valley Chamber of Commerce happy to announce they can now take payments for membership dues on their website. If you'd like to pay your membership dues by credit card through their website, just go to ruedosonow.com/membership. A resolution could give state lawmakers a salary, and many of them are against the possibility. But why? New Mexico is the only state that doesn't pay its state legislators. Some lawmakers say that's okay with them. Lawmakers of the House gathered to discuss the possibility of being paid a salary for the work they do as state legislators. Resolution known as the House Joint Resolutions 8. After hours of discussion, many believe the possibility is out of the question. As it stands, state lawmakers have a daily allowance they can use for food, lodging, and travel. The cap for a yearly salary could be as high as $54,000. Which is the median household earnings in the state. In Roswell, the city's utilities department delivered a report about delinquent water accounts to members of both the infrastructure and finance committees. Service shutoffs resumed in September last year for non-payment of water bills after a reprieve during the pandemic. People were told they could avoid immediate loss of service if they entered into a payment plan with the city. Customers were required to pay the entire outstanding balance before they could obtain service again. The city's process for shutoffs is to mail notices 10 to 12 days before water service is stopped, then place door hangers at locations immediately after shutoffs are carried out. For MTD Radio News, I'm Jill Miller.